Today, American aid workers are in Bam, Iran, to help the thousands of people left homeless by last week's earthquake. These Americans are the first sent by the U.S. government into Iran since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports that the people of Bam are very glad to see them.
A small crowd of people gathers outside this field hospital set up by American doctors. Sean Bonersadi is an Iranian-American in his 30s. He was born in Bam. He's now a pharmacologist living in Chicago. Bonersadi flew to Iran and joined the U.S. medical effort as soon as he heard about the earthquake. He says the rare group of Americans on Iranian soil has stoked curiosity here.
I've heard that the Americans are on their soil coming from all around the country. And most of them are not really critically or acute ill. They just come in here to make sure that they will be able to see the doctors and get better medicine and better treatment.
A middle-aged man standing nearby seems to be one such case. He wasn't injured in the earthquake. He says he has a personal medical problem he wants to discuss with U.S. doctors. During the first day and a half the U.S. hospital has been running, it's treated over 400 people. Local officials try to distribute patients among the several countries and relief groups doing work here. But physical therapist Monty Belmondi says the U.S. operation seems to be generating the most attention.
There seems to be a preference of the Iranian people to stop by our tent, whether it be a curiosity thing or what. But we've just been inundated over the last day and a half.
At least four women have given birth here in the U.S. hospital. In a makeshift surgical ward, a man is being prepared for an appendectomy. There's been speculation that the U.S. relief mission here can help crack the ice in relations between the U.S. and Iran, which President Bush once labeled part of an axis of evil. But physical therapist Belmondi says there's little talk of politics among the medical team.
The staff here knows the historic implications of being here. The first time a U.S. team has been here in 25 years, they understand that. They don't dwell on it because they have a mission to do. They're performing surgeries and delivering babies. But it's not lost on them that they're looked at as important ambassadors at this time in history between these two countries.
Some leading Iranian reformers have characterized the U.S. aid as a measure of goodwill which will be reciprocated. Others, including President Mohammad Khatami, have thanked the U.S. for its help. But Khatami has said the humanitarian aid will not affect overall relations. And at least one hard-line Iranian cleric has blasted the U.S. presence here, saying the Americans could be CIA spies. Trauma surgeon Susan Briggs from Massachusetts brushes off such allegations, and she says the people of Bam don't seem to share them.
Certainly local officials and everybody have been outstanding. We've not had any negative response. They've gone out of their way to help us.
Indeed, even American reporters have been given an exceptionally warm reception in Bam. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Bam, Iran.